worry about being spiritual.
Hello.
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Nahamine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Astyatyaha Desatarini Jayasri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Jai Shri Hari Nam Sankirtan Yajna Ki Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, रामा रामा हरे हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जय श्री हरि हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्ण हरि बोल कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे राम राम हरे हरे कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्ण हरि बोल हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare 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 Nittai Gaura Haribo.
Haribo.
Nittai Gaura Haribo. 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 Nittai Gaura Haribo. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare.
Jai Shri Hari Nam Sankirtan Yajna Ki. So thank you for calling us. How do I address you, Jagar, Roger, Sri? Okay, Sri, thank you. I think we always find excuses to get together to chant the holy names of the Lord. When I say excuse, I mean opportunities. Especially when something is auspicious, then it's always good for us to come together. I was looking at the children and I'm reminded of mine at their age. And there isn't much difference.
The one thing I realized from them is a very important concept in Bhagavad Gita.
It's the concept of the most difficult thing to control in the world is actually the mind. And Arjuna asks Krishna, Krishna, you're telling me to sit down and meditate. He's telling me to sit down on kusha grass in a particular place which is very peaceful and meditate. So that's not practical. Because the truth of the matter, Arjuna tells Krishna, is that we are in a position where I'm actually on the battlefield. And being on the battlefield would mean that there's no place where I can actually sit down and be peaceful. And what is the challenge for the mind? What is the challenge for the mind if it is surrounded by a peaceful atmosphere anyway? In a peaceful atmosphere, of course, the mind becomes peaceful. But the real challenge of the Gita is how to be peaceful in a difficult environment. I think that's what we're looking for. That's the beauty of the Gita. The Gita doesn't so much concentrate on afterlife as much as it concentrates on life now. If you tell someone, you know, when you die, this will happen to you and that will happen to you. Sometimes people come back and say, well, that's after you die. What about now? What can you do for us that is useful now? We have these weekly lectures on the practical application of the Gita in the university, NUS. We have it in NTU. So we do it with a big group of students, you know, and, you know, Prabhu is in NUS at the moment. He teaches similar courses in NUS. And we find the big challenge, students always come back to ask us. And they don't have to be Hindu because we get all kinds of students coming. Is how do we remain calm in the midst of all disturbances? That is the key. And the important thing that Bhagavad Gita tells us is one very important concept. And that concept is to accept that this world has a particular nature. It's a very interesting concept. But before that, there's a very interesting story in our sastras that tells us that. You have two students of a teacher, and they were traveling, coming back to the hermitage where the spiritual master was going to stay. So as they came to a river, they saw a girl. She was seated and she was actually crying. So one of the students asked her, "Sister, what's wrong with you?" And she said, "When I crossed over the river, it was not high tide and I just walked across. I needed to get something. Now when I crossed back, when I was going to cross back, I realized the river had grown. The tide had come in. So I could not do anything. And now I'm actually stuck here. I'm stranded. I need to get back to my village. It's getting dark." So the boy who asked that question then turned to the girl and said, "It's all right. I will put you on my shoulders and wade through the water and carry you across." Of course, these students were celibates in an ashram. And the idea of actually having any form of physical contact with the opposite gender was not really encouraged. So the other student, his fellow disciple, turned to him and said, "What are you doing? You're not supposed to be carrying any ladies, much less carrying them on your shoulder and crossing over. It's going to take some time. It's not good. You get agitated." So he said, "But we can't leave her here at the same time." So he said, "All right." So as he carried her, this boy behind kept muttering to himself and grumbling that this is a transgression of the rules of the hermitage. You can't do this. Finally, they reached the ashram. "You can lower it. You can lower it. Lower it." Yeah. Finally, they actually reached the ashram, and there they came before the spiritual master. So the guru asked them, "So how was your day, boys?" And before anything could happen, the second boy actually decided to tell on the first boy. And he said that this is what he did, and he carried her, and he did this, he did that, and it's not this, it's not correct. So when he did that, the master kept quiet for a while. And then he turns back and he looks at the second boy who complained. And he said that your friend carried the girl on his shoulders. And then at the end of the river, he dropped her, put her down. You continued carrying her and you carried her all the way back to the hermitage. But you didn't carry her on your shoulders. You actually carried her in your heart because she was on your mind all the time. It's an important concept. Whatever that we are thinking, eventually, Gita tells us we will start feeling. If you think not good thoughts about people, eventually, whether you like it or not, it translates into how you feel for them. Almost always. And thinking follows, after thinking, there is feeling. And after feeling, the Gita says there's willing. So for example, if I think not so good things, I start feeling not so good things. And then eventually they translate into action. But the Gita tells us that if the mind is controlled in the sense that we perform an action and we understand that the consequences of the action may have some bearing on what we have done, but very often you also have found in your own experience, I do A, I expect B, but sometimes C comes forward. It happens to us. The person who expects that can become disappointed, but the person who accepts what is coming as a journey rather than a failure or a problem, the Gita says that person learns to become an instrument. In other words, that sense of detachment that the Gita speaks about can become very practical. So while the boy carried this girl on his shoulder, he did it as a matter of duty. And once he dropped her, that was that. But the other person had this negative feeling towards the boy. So what he did was he continued carrying the girl, but he didn't carry on his shoulders. He just continued carrying her in the mind. And sometimes that's what happens. We can be in a temple, for example, but actually we're not in the temple. What's the point? We're all over the place. Especially when it's social functions in a temple, very difficult to actually concentrate on anything. You're catching up with each other. But we can be in a house, but the house becomes a temple atmosphere the way we're trying to do now, because we're just trying to focus on what is the subject matter. And actually the atmosphere becomes so much more qualitative. Because at this moment, when we speak about topics of the Gita,
we have a sense of peace. We're not sure why we have it, but we feel it. It's there. When we chanted the holy names before this also, we're not really sure logically why it should feel nice or peaceful, but it has that effect. So the Gita tells us, learn to accept the nature of your surroundings. If you accept the nature of the surroundings, you manage your expectations. The moment you can't manage your expectations, your mind becomes disturbed. And when your mind becomes disturbed, wherever the mind goes, the senses will follow. So when you become disturbed, all your senses become disturbed. That's why very often when people get sick or they fall sick for a long time, or sometimes you find that they fall sick often, very often the question you want to ask them is something troubling you? Because very often you find that the first thing that breaks down after the body, or rather before the body, is actually the mind. So many times we have seen when we become upset, things have a way of breaking down. Whatever, we don't feel so well, because it actually translates. So that's why the state of the mind is one of the main topics of the Gita. And the way we have found very useful in the Gita, Krishna told Arjuna, Arjuna, you have to accept that at this moment, this is the scope of your duty. You have to do it. Whether you like it or not, that's beside the point. There is a higher cause, you have to do it. So, acceptance is a useful thing. And one thing you realize in this material world that the Gita teaches us is the nature of the world is temporary. So whatever you have cannot stay very long. And the longer you invest in it in terms of attachment, sometimes the more painful it becomes. But if you treasure it and put it in perspective, understanding that the rules of the game is that everything that comes has to go, then you have accepted the nature of this material world. So we find very often the greatest challenge people find when they get stuck in a job or they can't understand why something has happened is because they didn't understand that the nature of where we are works in a certain way. And they cannot understand that we also all have our different natures. In the Gita, they speak about three different kinds of natures. You have goodness, you have passion, and you have ignorance. And there's an overlap of all this, the Gita says, in every one of us. In the morning, for example, we tend to be more in the mode of goodness, which is why we do meditation, chanting, prayers. You want to get an assignment done, you tend to be early and do it. But as you grow older, you find that you get a bit tired. In the evenings, you tend to be short of energy. That's the mode of ignorance, where your body just wants to slow down. In that state, you find you're not very sharp. Then you find some people very passionate about certain things. Some people tend to be very brahmanical. They're very sadhu in difficult situations, just calm. And no matter what you do, you find that their innate nature continues. I do family law. So one of my jobs that I've been doing for 25 years is that I handle divorces. And I can tell you 9 out of 10 divorces, gone are the days when divorces were based on hardcore problems like family violence and adultery. Today's divorces are based on what we call sophisticated reasonings, irreconcilable differences. People wake up one morning and tell each other, you know what, I'm not in love with you anymore. It's over. I don't feel for you anymore. So when you sit down and talk to such couples, you realize that there's nothing cogent about what they're saying. But then you also realize when you look into the breakdown, the crisis did not start at the point when they come and see me. The crisis actually started at the point before they got into marriage, when they were in love with each other and they thought, or they said to each other, you know what, I accept you as you are and that's why I fell in love with you. And then after marriage, suddenly they keep changing each other. And then sometimes people start thinking, you married me for who I am. So what has changed? So when we start expecting instead of accepting and celebrating that we are diverse, even in trying to be united, the Gita says we actually become more connected to who we are. That is a very useful principle. It helps us. There's a very nice parable in our sastras, and I'll end with that. 4 blind men, they were walking by a road and they bumped into a huge object. The first blind man told the other 3 blind men, you know what, brothers? I think this is a big carpet in front of me. It's large and it feels a bit furry. The second blind man said, brother, you are wrong. I have bumped into the sharp end of a sword and it's very sharp and it's poking my cheeks. The third blind man said, you're both wrong because I've bumped into a python which has curled itself around my neck and it's actually quite suffocating. And the fourth blind man said, you're wrong because I'm embracing a pillar which is very large. So So the parable goes that all four blind men bumped into the same object. It was an elephant. You know, the first blind man felt the large part of the elephant. If you've been to the zoo and you feel the elephant, you know, it feels like a big carpet. One blind man felt the tusk of the elephant and thought it was a sword. The third blind man felt the trunk of the elephant and thought it was a snake. And the fourth blind man held the foot of the elephant, the leg, you know, it's round. So when you try and hold it, it feels like a small pillar. So when all four blind men felt what they felt, what the sastras tell us is, none of the blind men by experience and perception was wrong. They all had their sense of experience. But to say that only their experience was correct, that's not entirely accurate. This is the problem in the world. This is the problem when we expect that everyone's perception, everyone's nature should be exactly as ours. The moment we start feeling that way, that's when the mind becomes disturbed. Because the nature of the world is that we all have different levels of experience, even while experiencing the same absolute truth. The truth is absolute, but our senses are not perfect. If you off all the lights and there were no sense of light coming in here, you and I wouldn't even be able to see each other. We are full of mistakes, but we expect everyone else to be perfect. It's all right if I'm not perfect, but you have to be perfect. And this is the way our relationships break down. This is the way the synergy that we can get, the good vibrations we should give, they also break down. So actually the wisdom of the Gita is very practical. Whether you're at workplace, whether you're at home, whether you're in a relationship, accepting someone and understanding that, well, the elephant is the same. I just have a different experience with it. But elephant is elephant. But don't be blind to the fact that everyone else has also a connection with the Supreme. They may not entirely understand it, but neither do we. And that gives us a very broad-hearted way of looking at the world. So finally, Krishna ends the Bhagavad Gita by telling Arjuna, Arjuna, you think about all I've told you, and then you decide to act on it. That's the part I like best. I actually became attracted to the Gita when I read that last second or few verses before. Because up till then, I thought Krishna was just telling Arjuna everything and Arjuna had to accept. But I liked what Krishna did because at the end he said, look, I've told you everything, now it's up to you. That's the beauty of spiritual life. We all have our free will. Can't put a gun to anybody's head and tell them you have to love me now. Love isn't given that way. It's never taken that way. The beauty, I mean, we want our children to love us, but we will never tell them, now you must tell me, Papa, I love you. No. But when you go up to Papa and say, I love you, oh, believe me, Papa's very happy. That's what we all feel. That's the nature of love in this world. And that's why Krishna tells us, every one of us has free will. You all had free will to decide whether you should have a program or not. You exercised it, and you will have to bear the consequences of it. Either, oh, this guy should leave soon, or, okay, never mind, it's all right for a while. But every action has a consequence. That's why sometimes when people ask me, what's the law of karma? I tell them in a simple way, be adult about your actions. If you've done something, then be prepared for the consequences. They have a saying in India, you sleep on the bed, only you should make it. It's just fair. So if you put all these concepts together, then you find that the source of all problems, the mind, becomes a lot more settled. Because you start seeing life in a different way. You don't condemn someone because he's felt a different part of the elephant. You just understand that, well, that's your perception. The Gita, in 4th chapter, text 11, Krishna says, all different parts eventually lead to me. In the Vedas, it is said, sages, the absolute truth is one, but sages call it by many names. People go to a river, I have a different name for water, you have a different name for water. But water is water. Whatever you call it is water. So we are not into sectarianism, neither are we advocating an idea that of distinction between one or the other. What is really important is consciousness. If you are in good consciousness, it doesn't matter whether you're at the apex of your career or you're sitting at home taking care of the family, or you're doing anything else. But if your consciousness is peaceful, you become peaceful. So acceptance more and expectation less. All successful relationships I found, if they go on this, accepting, embracing diversity, and instead of expecting things that are just beyond the nature of this material world, things become peaceful. We all become peaceful. So that's why I tell people, I tell families, when we have children running around all over, I always tell them, it is the nature of children to run around. If you become disturbed by their nature, then you are conquered by them. But if you accept that this is their nature, then they are no longer any issue. You celebrate the fact that they are children. It's great. Look at his nature. He's been sitting down here. He's a sadhu. So obviously, his nature is that he's inclined. This inclination is a gift. And it must be coming from the Gita and the Shastras from previous lives. Wherever we start off, we will continue where we stopped. So our meeting is not accident. It is really arrangement. Otherwise, why am I here for the third time? Whenever I go to a program, my expectation is I'll never be called back again. That makes me peaceful. So when Umar sends a text and says, shall we have a program? I have no expectation. I just accept. Fine, there's a program. It's fine, it's good. Let's have a program. Now tomorrow, if there's no program, I won't die. Because I didn't expect that tomorrow there must be another program. If you live that way, then you will find that you will do your best in your studies, but you will not expect, but you will give it your best. I'll tell you one story before I end. When I was in primary one, I got 99 out of 100, and I was second in my class. My mother's a teacher in the same school, very dangerous. Never have mother in the same school as you, okay? Because you don't have a life. You can't do anything. Mrs. Raja, your son did this. Mrs. Raja, your son did this. Mrs. Raja, it just... So I was in school and I thought 99 is fine. I came home very happy. My mother was very unhappy. You should have been first. I'm the teacher and this and that and everything. Went to bed very sad. In the night, my father sneaks into my room. In my house, my mother's finance minister, home affairs minister, prime minister. My father's president. So if you're in Singapore, you'll understand. Prime Minister and President, different. So my father walks in, he sits down with me and says, Siva, that's my birth name. Siva, don't feel so bad. What's important is this. It's not the result. For me, did you put your best effort? So I asked him, how will I know? And he said, touch your heart. There's a conscience in you. You will know if you could have done better. That's it, you're touching it. You'll know you could have done better. And you can't lie to yourself. Maybe you can lie to the whole world, but inside you will know. If you could have done better, then you did not do your best. But if you have done your best, then you leave it to Krishna and work harder. That's all you have to do. Become an instrument. So that night I really thought about this. And I was in primary one and I was really fortunate that he came and gave me that. Because it gave me that perspective. And then I thought about it and I realized my mother wasn't so far off. Because in my heart, I realized I could have done better. I could have. I knew it. I just know it. We all know when we are right, and we all know actually when we are wrong. We do. It's just a matter of whether we want to come face to face or not. That is the voice of Krishna. That is the voice of conscience. Some people want to use the name God. Some people don't want. But conscience is conscience. Can't run away. And you notice conscience is a louder voice the longer you hear it. Conscience's voice becomes softer and softer the more you ignore it. That is the development of relationship between us and the Supreme. So after that, I woke up in the morning and I told myself, I'm going to try the best I can do. And after that, you know, primary two, thankfully, I was top in my class. Primary three, primary four, five, six. And then I went to secondary school, played too much. Sec one was really bad. Sec two, sec three, sec four, I was fine. I was in Bartley. In those days, Bartley was such a gangster school, not good. But then somehow I worked hard and then I went to a junior college and then I decided I wanted to become a lawyer and then I went to law faculty and then I thought it would be very fun to go to court and fight. Then I realized it was so boring fighting and then I realized fighting is not the point. It's making peace that is more important. So that's the message of the Gita. Thank you for having us over. Let's chant. Let's chant for a few minutes, maybe 5 minutes we can chant and that'll be a great way to end the day. Do you enjoy singing? You don't enjoy singing? No? Yeah. Ah, so you do enjoy singing. Do you sing in the bathroom? Yeah? No?
I think we do.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Rama Rama Hare Hare.
Krishna Krishna Hare Rama Hare Rama Rama Rama
Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Krishna
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Jai Shri Hari Nam Sankirtan Yajna Ki Srila Prabhupada Ki Srila Gurudev Ki Ananta Kodi Vaishnavinda Ki Granthraj Srimad Bhagavad Gita Ki Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Nithai Gaura Prema. So wishing you all the best again, Sri.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It's really meant so much to me. I learned a lot today about acceptance and expectation. And the challenge is always putting it into practice because we're all frail.
Well said. Absolutely well said.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All the best.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. As always, very kind.